podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Late Tea Time, the golf betting podcast that finds the best betting value closer to the first shot being struck than anyone else.
Happy Thursday morning from the UK, Late Tea Time podders around the world. Very good to see you. Very good to have you with us. We've got the Houston Open this week that we're looking forward to as well. And I'm joined, as always, by the... Look at him. He's absolutely beautiful. Dave Tindall.
Hello. That's a bit much, isn't it? When I just got out of bed.
How are you?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. And we've got... of course, I've played... I mention this every year when we do this this podcast, but I've played the Houston course.
Have you?
Yeah.
How? When? Remind us.
This was when I was married in those days, and I played Houston with my ex-brother-in-law, and we I had to hire some clubs. I borrowed his 3-wood on the 18th and hit a 200-something yard 3-wood right into the center of the green, missed the putt, but that's the one shot I remember. You know, when you play golf and you can play some absolute dross, but there's one shot that you take with you that makes you want to play again. That was the shot that we maybe want to play again for about 3 years after that.
Very good. Very good.
So I know how Scottie Scheffler and Wyndham Clark, etc., are feeling ahead of this one. Scottie is 11-4. Wyndham Clark, 12-1. Got Sahith Tagala, he's 18-1. Will Zalatoris, who's on the bounce back, 20-1. Jason Day, 25s. Tony Finau, 28. Siwoo Kim, 30s. And the rest are 40-1 or bigger. We come on a Thursday morning this week. This seems to have become one of our little regular... It's either Wednesday night or Thursday morning, isn't it, that we do at the moment. It allows you to get your golfing brain around the various conditions. Before we go on, though, I should say thank you very much to SwitchWaterSupplier.com for their sponsorship of the Late Tea Time podcast. Switching made simple. But DT, Thursday morning, where does that lead us when we look at the markets and look at the runners and riders at the Houston Open?
Yeah, so one of the things this week is the event is taking place in March rather than November, as it was last time. So the course is playing a bit differently. The Bermuda grass has been overseeded. So players are saying it looks a lot prettier. But in terms of playability, Wyndham Clark's interview was good. He was interviewed on Wednesday, and he said the rough is down. He basically said, I think the question was, is it going to suit a big hitter then? And he went, yes.
Yeah, that's what suited me, you see.
There you go. So you can back that up as well. So, yeah, that's quite a good bit of input. It seems like kind of guys who are just going to sort of bomb it, bomb and gouge, whichever phrase you go with, but grip it and rip it, all that kind of thing. So it did make me think nearer tee off time that I should be looking definitely at the big hitters. So I've got two for you. I'll start with the obvious one first, Tony Finau.
Yeah.
He's the guy who won it the last time it was held here at Memorial Park. That was in November 2022. I think if he'd been in anything slightly better form, he'd be second or third favourite, but he's down at 28-1. So I've been looking at that all week thinking, 28-1 for Tony Finau on this course? Mm-hmm. And it might suit him even more this at this time of year.
Just got a message from Tony Finau to ask you to stop clicking your pen.
I'm excited.
He's watching this. He's delighted that you picked him. He hates you clicking your pen.
Okay, I'm making a point here. So Tony Finau, if you look at his form, it's not too bad. I've kind of got a feeling, where's he been this year? I'm not quite seeing him as much. But if you look at his bare form, he was 6th at Torrey Pines, 19th at Riviera, 13th in Mexico. So it's not too bad, really. I think he didn't play too well in Florida, but back on a course that he really likes. When he was interviewed, he said he's been really working really hard. It's just a case of he says, I know the results will come. So I just think he said he's kind of in one of them little spells maybe where the kind of scores don't come quite as they should. But he thinks they will. It's just a matter of time. So why not on this course? I also read something on Twitter from Underdog Golf, who said one of the things with Tony Finau this year is his driver hasn't been quite as good.
Right.
So Underground Golf got this a little update where they reckon he's going to change the shaft in his driver. So it looks like he's trying to address that. Might just do the trick, something like that. Might just be for whatever reason he needs that change. So, yeah, there's just a few things. I thought 28-1 could look really big. I think it's a really good each-way price on Tony Finau. Absolute class act.
Mm.
A winner on this course. He's defended a few titles now. Remember that time when he'd only won once? It's like, when's the next Tony Finau win going to come? Well, he's had quite a few now, so he's getting used to this idea of defending tournaments. I think the course is set up for him to do well. If there is a weakness in his, not a weakness, but he's not as good as he has been, maybe it has been with the driver. So if the rough is down a little bit, I think there's a bit more leeway, and maybe this change in shaft will help him as well. So I think he's a confident character anyway. So I think if he starts well, I think he can take it through to the finish.
It's all in here, isn't it? With the drivers and stuff, changing the shaft, it's like the placebo effect sometimes. They probably don't even change it. They take it away into a dark room, bring it back out with a different colour on it.
There you go.
He thinks he's got a new one. He hits one good shot with it and he's away. And it's all in the head, I think. So a lot of sport is, but golf probably more than anything. So Tony Finau, he's 28-1, as you say. And you get 8 places him as well. So you're going to take the each way price on that Tony Finau, 8 places at 28-1. We like him as well, don't we? Because we saw him on full swing, and he's a lovely fella. So we're going to put Tony Finau onto our betting slips for the Houston Open. He is pick number one this week. As I said at the start, we are indebted to switchwatersupplier.com for their continued support of the Late Tee Time podcast. Here's a little bit about what they do.
All golfers want to stay away from the water. That splash as your round sinks beneath the surface is never a good sound. But golf courses rely on water to keep those fairways and greens lush for that post-round shower or the clean glass at the 19th hole. Golf courses, indeed most businesses, spend way too much money on their water bills. Switch Water Supplier can cut your water costs and help your business save money. Register now at switchwatersupplier.com. They will do all the hard work and get your business the very best price for your water supply and claim money back if you've been overcharged. Switchwatersupplier.com. Switching made simple.
There you go. Thank you very much to switchwatersupplier.com for their continued support of the Late Tee Time podcast. And if you are a business, you want to save on the water, get in touch with them, switchwatersupplier.com. So, DT, we have pick number one already on the Late Tee Time podcast betting slip. Tony Finau is there. Who joins him?
So, again, playing into the idea of driving distance, I had a look down the DD charts to see who was showing up well. And a player that's, I think a lot of people have him in mind and have probably bet him quite a bit this year with some success in various tournaments is Carl Yuan, the Chinese golfer. Okay. Are you aware of him?
I am not aware of his work, no. I'm sure if you're watching Carl, don't take it personally.
If you're not aware of him, just Google him and have a look at some of his kind of swing routines. He does this thing where he's sort of got a ridiculous, like he's playing a square cut or something after he's driven. It's a bit odd.
A bit of a twirl.
Right. Twirl, and he's got a lot of what Americans would call body English. So he could be chipping and he'll swirl around. So he's not a conventional, you know, he's not learnt it by the numbers. He's got his own style. But the bottom line, of course, whatever your style's like, is results, isn't it? Like Jim Furyk, it used to have that sort of loopy swing, but he used to win a major, he used to come top five so many times. Yeah. So Carl Yuan, the bottom line he'd
never take a young kid into the into the driving range and say, look at Jim Furyk's swing, would you?
Yeah. And if it was Carl Yuan, you'd just say, look at that fella. And then they'd say, he's a bit of like a sort of novelty act. But no, he's doing really well on the PGA Tour. So 10th in driving distance this year. As I say, bottom line is results. So if you go back to October, we've got Carl Yuan 6th in the Sanderson Farms, 4th in the Bermuda, 4th in the Sony Open, 5th in the Valspar last week. So that's 4 top 6 finishes. This is the guy's delivering. He's not like oh, he, you know, he's quite promising. He's coming 15th. He's delivering the each way money, Carl Yuan. And that fifth at the Valspar last time, you look at it, some of his stats, he was strokes gained positive in all the strokes gained categories. So that was good. I think he was fourth tee to green. He has struggled with the putter, but again, he was in plus figures on the greens at the Valspar. And then finally, the final sort of bit of jigsaw, piece of the jigsaw was his record. Here, you look at it, 35th on his one appearance. You think, well, that's okay. That's not too bad. But he was actually fifth at halfway. So he just had one bad round on Saturday, but he's a better golfer now. So he clearly likes this course, fifth at halfway. He's got another top five on the Corn Ferry in Texas. So I think the way it's been set up this year, with it's going to suit, you know, long hitters, big hitters. I think he could sneak in and get another one of those top sixes that he's been quite good at landing.
Going to give you a quiz. How old is Carl Yuan?
Don't know.
I've just Googled 20, him, you see.
I know all the answers. 27.
He's 27? 2 points to DT. Yeah, absolutely did. Brilliant. What's his real name? Carl Yuan is his assumed name.
This was not rehearsed. Go on.
Golfer. What's his real name?
You tell me. I don't know that.
Wan Ye Chung. His real name. Carl Yuan is his other name. Which university did he go to, DT? Which university?
Give me an area of America.
Well, I'll give you three choices. He went to either the University of Florida, the University of Washington, or the University in San Francisco.
Yeah, I think I might know this, which is a bit sad. I think he went to the University of Washington.
He did indeed. That's two out of three, as Meatloaf would say. He was gold for Meatloaf. May he rest in peace. But yeah, well done, DT. That's two out of three.
Main thing, what's best odds have you got for me on Carl?
Biggest price is 125-1, but that's with five places. You probably need to go to more like 110-1 with Skybet for eight places.
Yeah, that's good. Any three-figure price is good on him.
So we'll stick him on the betting slip, 110-1, eight places with Skybet. So Carl Yuan is from the University of Washington, 27 years old. He's our pick, then the second pick this week on the Late Tea Time podcast. Have you watched the end of Full Swing yet?
I've not watched it yet, no. I will.
How many times have I got to tell you?
Well, I'm watching The Gentleman at the minute. That's good.
Is it?
What's that about? That's recommended. Kind of like a sort of, you'll like it. It's kind of like a sort of,
because I am a gentleman. Is that what you're trying to say?
Gangster, Guy Ritchie sort of gangstery thing, very stylistic. You'll like it.
I will have a look. I'll give that a peruse then. But anyway, the two picks this week from Dave Tindall on the Late Tea Time podcast. Tony Finau is pick number one, 28-1, eight places. And Carl Yuan is 110-1, eight places as well. You can get him with Skybet and a couple of the bookmakers as well. However, you bet this week, please gamble responsibly. Late Tea Time podders around the world, this has been a sports broadcast media production. I'm starting to finish here, and I know that sometimes I do this, and you say, oh, I've got something else for you. Have you got anything else for me?
Not really. All I'd say maybe is we've put those two bets up as outrights. Maybe look at them for first round leader, top 10. Well, maybe not to Tony Finau, but Carl Yuan, he could back him top 10, top 20, those sort of things. Probably say that every week, but just be aware that, you know, there are other markets you can play. You might want to do that.
Thank you very much, DT, for your time, as always, on the Late Tea Time podcast. As it says on the screen there, please always gamble responsibly. This has been a sports broadcast media production, and we will see you, Late Tea Time podders, around about the same time next week, Wednesday, Thursday. We'll see you then.
Always gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for more information.
Sports Social Podcast Network.